This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This buy or sell edition is bowl watch for the four teams that could actually go to a bowl. We're going to talk about it. They're buy it. I mean, they're mathematically, Mike, Colorado State, Colorado, Wyoming, Air Force, all potentially could go bowling.
Okay, I will. They're mathematically
correct.
I'll do what I was saying about the Rockies. You know what? The Rockies weren't mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, so don't lose faith.
Okay,
I will not lose faith.
So you're buying everybody makes a bowl game?
I'm not necessarily saying that they're gonna.
You've lost faith.
I'm saying that they have possibility.
Okay, the Wyoming Cowboys, buy or sell that they are going to go bowling? They need to win two of the final three to become bowl eligible.
Who are they going up against?
They're at Fresno State. Fresno State's weird. They're 6-3, but they're weird. And then they're home against Nevada.
You know
and,
what?
Then,
I'm gonna,
and then they're
I'm
at Hawaii.
It. I'm going to buy it.
They're going to win two of the next three to become bowl eligible?
You know what? I will have faith. I will buy it.
They're 4-5. They should beat.
Will blow in their favor.
They should beat Nevada.
Nevada?
I like to say Nevada. It's kind of fun for me.
Yeah, but that's incorrect.
It's just fun. Fresno State beat Boise State 30-7. And then they lost to San Diego State 23-0. Who are the Bulldogs, Michael? If you get that team that lost to San Diego State 23-0, then yeah, you're winning. I don't know if they're going to go to Hawaii and win. I think it kind of rides on these next two. You got to beat Fresno State. I'm selling it. I am selling it. Sorry.
Well, the state of Wyoming likes me better.
I doubt that. I very seriously doubt that. Air Force for a chance at one of the Armed Forces Bowl. They are 2-6. They've got four games remaining, though. They've got San Jose State on the road at San Jose State. Then at UConn. Then home against New Mexico. And then at Colorado State. They got to win out. By or sell.
They are not going to win out.
No.
And I don't think they're popular enough to get one of those ridiculous 5-7. We're going to just bring you in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, nah, I'm selling.
Yeah, because, again, six wins is typically what we write, is what we say to be bowl eligible, but sometimes
you're Nebraska.
If there's not enough, I guess, six-win teams, it's like, well, I'll throw in a five-win. Is that kind of how they do it?
Yeah, they did that with Nebraska one year.
I remember
UCLA
that.
UCLA was so offended, they decided not to start any of their starters.
I remember that. The Colorado Buffaloes are 3-6. To become bowl eligible, they need to win three games. They have three games remaining. At West Virginia, home against Arizona State, and at Kansas State. Buy or sell, the Buffs will become bowl eligible.
I'm going to sell that.
I'm selling it too. I mean, based on especially that Arizona game, they've lost four of their last five games, folks. And they're probably going to finish, I don't know. West Virginia's at the bottom of the barrel with them, so that could be one you get, but. And then you're home against Arizona State, who's decent. And then Kansas State's kind of middle of the road right now. I am also selling. I am selling that. I'm selling Wyoming. I'm selling
Air Force, I believe, because I don't think they're going to beat New Mexico. And then I'm selling, because now the offense has slowed down a little bit.
And anyone else?
There's Colorado State. They got four games remaining. Also would need to win out to become bowl eligible for the second time in a year, in a row. Second time in a row. There we go. And it would be without Jay Norvell as the head coach for at least the back half of the season. They have UNLV this weekend, home against UNLV. It's their snow day thing. Kind of cool. I like the look. At New Mexico, at Boise State, home against Air Force, I am also selling. Are we not going to have a regional team that's going to go bowling?
We might have Wyoming. I'm saying Wyoming.
Oh, yeah, you're buying that. Okay.
I'm going to buy that.
Wyoming is our only hope. I think that's the one I'm a little more like, maybe. Again, Fresno State. If they beat Fresno State, yeah, then they're going to go because they should beat Nevada.
Maybe out of hope, we just expand what local is and see if we can like start rooting for the Utah teams.
Well, I know like Derbs and Tanner like to pay attention to Nebraska.
Not Nebraska. Gross.
I can't go much further than where we are with Wyoming. That's about as far as I'm going. Because you can hear us there. So that's why I kind of push a little harder on Wyoming.
You can hear us in Nebraska too, but just...
Can you really? I did not know that.
Yeah, we got a call once from Nebraska.
Really? Good for that. I don't think CSU's going to win out. But I got to ask, okay, what? Why is UNLV only a 4.5-point favorite against CSU? UNLV has only lost two games this year, and they got smoked by Boise State 56-31, and they lost a close game to New Mexico 40-35. What is it that we don't? Is there something we should know about UNLV? Seriously, I'm asking. Is this a Steiner moment? What's going on with UNLV? Why are the Rams just a 4.5-point favorite? Or, excuse me, dog. They're a dog. The Rams are a dog, but why just 4.5? It opened with UNLV as a 5.5-point favorite. Now it's 4.5. I don't quite, that doesn't compute. But I guess maybe at home, there's no rhyme or reason. I don't see it. I don't understand. Did they lose a quarterback or something? I don't think so. Just very odd to me. Maybe the odds makers believe that CSU is going to make this a game, keep it close. I don't understand.
Maybe so, there are just enough. Maybe too many odds makers don't give a crap about the game, and there are enough CSU fans who are making it close.
I don't know. Dan, so GoPoke says Mullen is likely gone, I suspect. Odds makers in the know, maybe. Well, Dan Mullen, his name's coming up for some big-time jobs. Is that already, like, known and the players are giving up? That's one of the weird things you have to pay attention to, I guess, when it comes to the gamble, the ponies. And looking at this, but yeah, Dan Mullen, he's got a lot of talk, but he said in a report, this was 3 weeks ago, according to CBS Sports, I'm not going anywhere. He denied the connection to Penn State coaching search. He said, I'm not going anywhere. But what have we learned, Mike? What have we learned that doesn't mean?
We've learned that sometimes 13 hours after someone says, I'm not going anywhere. He's gone.
Yeah, no, we don't buy that, or we don't buy that. We sell that all day long.
Absolutely.
Until we
see
it.
Mullen's got a lot of things to mull over in his head.
Yep.
And we hope he makes the right decision.
Well, I don't really. It'd be cool to see him stay at UNLV, but he's a good coach.
I mean, like as human beings, being positive, we want him to make the right decision. And go to Penn State and suck really badly.
Mm-hmm. Why? That would be so weird. you go from James Franklin to Dan Mullen? Like, in what universe? Who are you taking as a head coach today, Mike? Franklin or Dan Mullen? You're hesitating on that. Why?
Well, I know why he was fired, but it's like...
He's fired because he couldn't win the big games.
Yeah,
but he was always getting to the big games. He was putting himself in a position for it to be a big game. But then this year was...
Yeah.
Who would you take? UNLV's head coach today or James Franklin? I'm going to give you $1 million if you have a winning season.
I'm going to say James Franklin.
Yeah.
Give him a new place.
15 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out, take a quick break. Keeling Me Softly with the Denver Post, Sean Keeler, coming up next. Let's put him through rapid fire. We haven't done that in a bit. So we'll get that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Your college football, the NFL, and the Broncos on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Keeling Me Softly time with the Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Sean, we're going to just to warn you, we're going to throw you in the rapid fire today because I have some good ones for you. It's coming up later.
I think I'm batting about 200 on the last round you did now, so maybe I can redeem myself.
Some of this will be a little bit of a refresher too, where we asked a couple weeks ago. So we'll see. But
so I get a do over.
You get a do over. Well,
that's great. I love that.
That's the thing. Like for the now, people will be like, "Oh man, he was so wrong," but then they forget. They just forget.
Do they? I would hope so.
Yeah,
because I don't.
No, they Coach Prime doesn't forget either. He was hoping we would forget who the offensive coordinator was, or we don't know. I thought that was weird.
What a transition. Well done.
I thought it was weird too. Like, hey, I might have made a move that none of you even knew I made a move,
no
and it's like
tell you except for the leaker I have to USA Today. No one's going to tell you anything because he teaches in my class and he makes it. He's tight with my agent. I'm not going to leak anything. Oh, did I say that out loud on Green Radio?
Well,
just so you know where those leaks are.
Well,
Keon's agency has his favorites,
yeah.
And Brett Schoenbruner is one of their favorites. Anyway,
well, he made a move. He made a move, I guess, right?
I read Brent's story, and I'm curious if it wasn't before Utah, not after. Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yes.
Like, given we're like, how do we explain not just this last weekend, but the last fortnight? Like, the last two are pretty much peas in a pod. I'm thinking this was a bye week thing, weren't you?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yep, that was. We thought that was coming. Like, okay, bye week, what are we going to do? This is when panic mode starts. And although... they were okay against Iowa State.
You're
I mean,
right.
It feels like that was 5 years ago.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what? They beat Iowa State? Yeah. Yeah, they made a big pass, and Salter was better in clutch at the end, and that's like a different team compared to what we've seen. So I say that, and I'm already backtracking as I say this out loud and float it, that maybe it's 1 week. But it's clearly different. And when we're changing QBs, you're clearly shuffling this whole thing. And I said, well, it's either going to be Leftwich or Bartolone. And I guess it's Bartolone. Good job, Brett. You get the crown. You get the Burger King crown.
Yeah, I don't. And it kind of felt like he was working us up for a gotcha moment, or at least you guys that were there in the room, for like, hey, I made a move, but you wouldn't be able to tell whether I made it or not. And it's like, well, yeah, it looked the same.
Which is as much Dion as the whole Saturday talking in circles. I know what the issue is. I know what it is. Can you guys tell me what you think the issue is? But I know what the issue is. Will he tell us what the issue is? I'm not going to tell you what the issue is. Oh, okay.
Sean, have you ever – you're an Office fan, right?
Yeah, not as much as you, but I'll play ball.
The guy that – when Michael Scott's gone, they're in a position where they're trying to hire the new manager. I think it's the guy – the deep voice guy that was in Curb Your Enthusiasm, the Lego Batman guy. Is that Will Arnett? Is that who it is?
Yeah, Will Arnett. Yeah.
They're interviewing Will Arnett, and he says, I have a 4-point plan to save the company. And he's like, I will give you the plan once you hire me as general manager. And they're like, well, can we see the plan? What if we hire you and you don't have a plan? He's like, no, I have a four-point plan to save the company, but you got to hire me first. Yeah, that's all I could hear when I hear Coach Prime. He's like, oh, I have the answer. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to be transparent, but I'm also not going to tell you because I don't want to tell secrets. It was so odd.
And I believe in preparing kids for the next level. I believe in getting kids ready for the NFL by not letting them talk to the media or being exposed to anyone they'll have to see 6 days a week.
Yeah, man.
You just... Yeah. Now, on one hand, I'm not going to wave the pom-poms when I'm right, and I'm not going to shirk when I'm wrong, because I've been both, okay? I may be more right than wrong on this one. History will determine, but we'll see. It's not that different from a lot of the hypocrisy of a lot of coaches. It's just that the other side of it is so cultish and weird that when you catch them in the inevitable gotchas, that it's hard not to want to dance. And you have to try to be keep on the high road with this, because it's true with a lot of things in life. It is hard to be on the high road against someone who's not taken the high road and danced on your grave. It's a little tough. But you don't, because I think, again, I'll go back to, I said this to you on air and privately, with Deion Sanders, all things are probably true. The truth really is kind of in the middle. And we just choose to pull whatever good or bad we want to see out of it. And this is crisis mode again. We've literally run the clock back 2 years again, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and people point out the play and the score lines. Looks like 2022, last year, Carl Durrell / Sanford. And that tells me, yeah, that I'm like, yeah, they're changing coordinators. They don't have an answer when the entire roster base is just kind of a roulette wheel every year, and they just haven't come up with any money. So now they've got to upset the table and reset the cards, to mix that analogy. And so here we are. And that means if we're going to live in 2023 again, I mean, is there another win? Maybe ASU at home?
Yeah.
I don't know about this week. I really don't think West Virginia is that great. They're playing, they're clearly on an ascent because they have a new coach that they're figuring out and a new system they're figuring out, and they got a nice road win. But Morgantown is not a great place to play, ideally, and you're going to run a high schooler out there? That'll be interesting. It's certainly a choice. It's certainly a choice you can make.
Yeah, well, and part of me is like, you know what? If he turns out to be okay, if he turns out to be good now, and again, that's a big if for Julian Lewis, if he is solid, I can only imagine that would help with potential recruits, because right now it's a mixed bag. You're still getting the guys. You're still getting guys you want, but you're losing guys too, because they look at the scoreboard. Their parents look at the scoreboard and they're like, I'm going to send my kid there over wherever in even the Big 12, if we're just keeping it condensed to that. I think you're going to see a mixed bag of, okay, still getting his guys because he's still Coach Prime, but there's going to be right. Other guys that he could have got if he doesn't lose by a million points to Utah and Arizona. But if Julian Lewis is decent, then potentially you look at offensive weapons, or even anybody, just look at that and say, well, they have their quarterback, so maybe they're going to figure something out next season.
And to that point, I could make the case that because we've also been kind of had people behind the scenes and behind clenched teeth going, is this going to be it for Deion? ESPN game day is kind of right there, they've got a vacant chair. And we all kind of – you get a bunch of agents telling you that. But then I would say this. I don't think they would be willing to basically turn this into a full-scale rebuild, which we now have done. Like, let's be clear. We veered off into that path if they weren't thinking about the next 2-3 years. So I guess if there's an ups – there are a couple upsides if you're a Buffs fan, right? And I'm going to say this. These are positives. If we're playing Julian, starting Julian, running the kids this much, we're punting on just like the Rannies, we're punting on 2025. We're getting ready to kind of line this up for, although the Rannies have, who knows, when they're going to line that up and whom they're going to line up. Colin Klein. And anyway.
Ooh.
Anyway, regardless, but you see where I'm going with this as I yammer that you want Juju to stay, you want Juju to play, and to your point, you want recruits to see Juju succeed, because ultimately this season is lost, but and that's hard for Deion, and it probably was always going to be lost given the health things, and that is not an insignificant factor, and that's out of his control. Again, I think we talked about this. I'm surprised he coached at all, relatively speaking, because he had a long-term deal where he could step away and pull a Coach K and let somebody else do this for a year. And I bet in hindsight, I bet he wish he did. But the school needs him. And CU, you know, we've talked about this too. Would CU ever, or other people have asked me, would CU ever fire Deion? And I just laugh because I'm like, are you kidding?
No.
We're back to the 1980s. He tells the president what to do.
He's in a different world than any coach that we've ever talked about. Like anybody else in his situation, we'd be like, oh yeah,
waves hand. He only took that if he could have absolute power.
Right.
And had the absolute control of everything. And so he does. So playing Juju and playing the kids and going down that road, I think, is a sign to me that you're thinking about 2027 and 2028 and how do we fix this, rather than, oh, I got to maximize this because I'm getting out the door and make this work. So I don't know. And yet every first instinct we have on Deion Sanders is very often wrong because you kind of omit the logic. You just have to kind of go with the feel. But I think it is a choice, and I think we're in win-later mode. If that makes sense. We went from win now after Iowa State, and then Utah was clearly not ready for prime time and was going to be a bad matchup anyway. Then this one, right? I thought they might win, to be honest. I thought they'd bounce back. They'd play pretty decently at home. And that was not what I expected. That was not on my bingo card of them getting rolled by Brent Brennan at homecoming. So you've got some stuff, and I think at that point you might as well blow it up and look at it and see what you've got, and maybe the idea to look at the long view means that Deion Sanders is really, really here for the long view. So there's that. If you want more Deion, maybe stinking to finish out the rest of this year guarantees you more Deion, regardless of what his body or his doctors may be telling him.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post, joining us. We'll see what happens with the Buffs. It's all bad for football and the college world around us. But How about a tribute video for a guy that was here for 1 year, Russell Westbrook? What did you make of that?
Westbrook.
I do, but yeah. I always if they won a championship, then fine. Like, but it was a little strange to me. But I don't know your thoughts.
What was funny, having been there Monday night on no sleep, because I was, by the way, the Houston TSA thing, I got strung in the middle of it.
Oh,
ooh,
my gosh!
Ooh,
yikes!
Yeah, 4 hours sleep, get on a plane that you missed your first one Sunday night, get on at 4 a.m. the next day. A lot of fun. So I'm at Nuggets on no sleep. Well, what's funny about the Russ video, there were a couple levels. One, yeah, it was very reverential, and that's fine. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. That's I get that. Two, they had done a quick video tribute to Dario Saric right before then. I kid you not.
What was the highlight?
They had no footage. they just showed a shot of him looking up from the huddle because he heard his name said by Kyle Snyder over the PA, as you would. He looked up from the huddle, from the Kings huddle, and they went, "Thank you, Dario Saric." And there was this clap. It was like Monty Python golf clap, like Holy Grail type. It was like clap, clap. And then that went for 5 seconds, and then they spent the next of the time out with the Russ video. And I laughed, going, God, they had no video for a Saric tribute. It was nice. I think it was very classy on the Nuggets part. And then we were very curious at the end of the game if Russ was going to talk. And my colleague, Bennett Durando, basically shadow boxed him to keep him from leaving the locker room. And then rapid fire asked him 9 questions with all of us standing there writing feverishly or taping feverishly while this was going on. So, and he played well. Look,
Russ,
as I wrote in the Denver Post, which is why we're going to talk about this, the column that's up today in print was up yesterday online, denverpost.com. Russ and the Nuggets are better off without each other right now. Like, you know, they had their moment. They had a nice run with it. I don't think he fits what David Adelman wants to do. And he's a lead singer, and they needed more bass players. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, he needs to go to a bad or a rebuilding team, get his usage numbers, get his shots, get his look, get his control. And the Nuggets don't offer that. And they didn't really offer that last year. And you saw that. Let me ask you a question. They're like, oh, if we had Russ back, we'd be better. You could have Russ and the kids last year or you could have all those veterans of just good to okay veterans in a large group. Which of those two would you rather have? Because you can't have, well, Russ or the minimum contract. You can have both. No, you can't have both. You get one or the other.
Yeah.
Who are you going to take?
I like the current situation.
You're going to take this bench. And he couldn't – what frustrates me and confuses me, too, is I get the idea of him coming, never mind the romance, because Russ, like Dion, has fans who are Russ fans who go with him anywhere. But the idea was he would elevate the kids that Calvin Booth had invested in, right? And maybe he kind of did that with Peyton Watson. They clearly have a brotherhood and a mentorship relationship. And Nate Clifford, our friend at CSU, has said that he has been a good mentor to him. He said, Russ is not a bad guy. But did he elevate that bench? Did he make that second group better when they came on?
No.
And it surprised me because Jokic makes everything better. Russ should make everything better. He didn't. And that's why it didn't work. And I don't know that would work with this group. And I don't know that would flow as well as what they built chemistry-wise. And I could be proven wrong. I'm going to owe a couple of readers a coffee. You said, I'll bet you a coffee. This is better than the bench we've got now, or that we'll miss him. I said, I will take you up on that because he isn't right for where they want to be. Again, base players. They got a lot of base players now, and they needed base players. So here we go.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And I like Russell Westbrook. I'm a fan of his.
Yeah.
He's entertaining.
Yeah.
Sean, okay, it's time. Are you ready
for rapid fire?
Rapid fire.
Okay, the next offensive coordinator for the Colorado Buffaloes will be Byron Leftwich.
Is it true or false?
Yeah.
Or I say yes or no?
Either way.
In Spanish? Does it matter?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Will no movement before the trade deadline for the Broncos come back to bite them in the butt this season?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so a follow up. Broncos, this is our question today. The Broncos over under win total was 10.5 to start the season. Did they get over that? I asked you this a couple weeks ago.
You did. I got it wrong. But that was right after the Giants game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, and that was that. Not yes, short answer. Keelers, rapid fire, shut up. Yes, because I did not have them beating Houston, and they've played their worst game and still got away with it.
Yeah.
A couple of worst games got away with it, so yes, they're going to win 11 or 12. Easy.
Will the Broncos beat the Chiefs next weekend? I'm already looking past the Raiders.
Look at that, 9 heads in. Yes.
Yes, yes, I love it. Yep. Nikola Jokic, MVP.
Boy. No, but that's soft to know. Tougher.
That's because they're too busy winning a championship?
Yeah, it's a tough one. He can be in the top two of voting, yes. Will he be second? Yeah, easily.
Okay, here's just a bonus one for you because I feel like an idiot. I'm a fan of fake wrestling. I did not know that Brandon Recksteiner for the CSU Rams, the point guard, was Scott Steiner's son, Sean. Where was I, and when did you know, and how did you know it?
I knew it maybe when they signed him, but
why did I miss that?
I don't know. I'm not a fan of the fake wrestling.
I used to be.
You grow out of that, like after you're 12. But I get it. But no, many people I like, including you, are very into it.
I used to be.
You know, it doesn't hurt anybody. If you're into something that doesn't hurt anybody, fine. You know, great. My wife likes Doctor Who. It's fine. Good. No judgy there. I did know that. And, we had to get him together with Goldberg. We got to get him together with Goldberg's kid at CU.
Well, yeah, and you got Brock Lesnar. You got his daughter at CSU. I mean, is Colorado like where wrestlers' kids go? Is that the thing?
Yeah, it's altitude.
Yeah.
Good. Mine's
great. I love mine. Mine's super. Sean, I interviewed Brandon a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, I sensed a different edge to him, and I didn't know what it was. Different from all the other players on this roster. There was something about him that wasn't necessarily aw shucks and nice, and I'm like, I don't know, I kind of like it, but what is it? And then I find out, because Scott Steiner commented on a post of mine, and then the little tiny wheels in my brain started going, and I'm like, did I hear something about him and Scott Steiner? And then when I realized I missed that story, I was pretty disappointed, man.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well
you have all think of all the questions you're going to ask and how excited you're going to be.
Yeah.
And one more reason for you to love the Ali era of Rammy Hoops. I got a quick one for you as we go.
Yes.
Are either are Tad or Ali going to make the dance this year?
I almost tweeted out that I believe CSU is going to make the dance. I don't know enough about CU. I haven't dug in enough. I need to, and I plan to, because they beat Montana State on Monday, right? I don't know on that, but I do think, I don't know, man. I know it's Incarnate Word, but CSU is deep. They are really deep.
They are. I don't want to lean on Ali sentimentally, but I'm kind of a no on both, but I think it's going to be close on both. And I think they'll be better. And I think it's always a good thing because they're both two good guys with two good programs that we have very healthy college basketball in a state that doesn't love it as much as I do. But that's okay.
Hey, Sean, I'm heading over to UNC practice this afternoon. Obviously, there's a different. No matter how good the season is, they have to win the Big Sky tournament. But that's another team to watch out for. They're pretty darn good.
And I'm hoping also good dudes over there.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they get it done. I think, you know, and Denver's got some good folks over there. So we've got, you know, the floor closest to us. We've got some interesting folks running it there. And if we can get one of them in, hallelujah, that would be great.
Since we're on WWF, or WWE, who would win in a cage match between Tad Boyle, Ali Faroukhmanesh, and Steve Smiley? It's a triangle match there, Sean. Who's winning that?
I mean, Ali's younger. Tad is savvier. I might have to go with Smiley to break the tie. Let's figure out a way to get out of it. You tell him I said pose that him. So I said, Keeler said it would be you. Just because, you know, Ali, someone would sit on Ali. Tad might tire quicker of the three, and I think Smiley would get out of there.
I should have thrown.
I'm going to pick the DU. You should put up the DU guy in there because he's bigger than all of them.
Well, so I should have put.
That's a big guy.
I should have put Wyoming's in there, too. Sundance Wicks, that guy just is a ball of energy. He would
Sundance,
never stop.
Are you. Sundance, he already has a wrestling name.
Oh,
are
yeah.
Are you going to jump in the cage with a guy named Sundance?
No.
If that is either an exotic dancer or a wrestler who is going to kill you.
Yes.
I don't think that's a winning situation for you either way.
He's got all that energy, man. I love it. Sean, appreciate it, man. We'll look to catch up with you next week. I love all your stuff. You know that. I love reading your stuff. Whether I agree, disagree, or whatever, fantastic work by you as always.
I'm going to ask you, thank you. I'm going to ask you as I let you go. I'm getting on a plane to Pittsburgh tomorrow. Pray for no TSA hangups.
I will, my friend.
Houston was not good.
Yes.
It was really bad.
Take care of yourself.
So, knock on wood. Thank you.
All right, man. Sean Keeler, Denver Post. I do like Sean's stuff, and that's how I reached out to him a year and a half ago or so. I'm like, dude, I read your stuff all the time. I talk about it on the show a lot. You want to come on? And it's been fun. He's very fun to talk to. Yeah, I take Sundance Wicks in the cage match. He's winning. That guy's tough. 42 minutes after the hour. Michael, look at me. Look at my eyeballs. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
That was fun. Fun. Well done, Sean Keeler. I like going all over the place there. We talk about the Buffs. We talk about the Broncos a little bit. The Nuggets as well. It's a fun time to be a sports fan. We got tons of things to get to. And really enjoyed that. Sean Keeler survived rapid fire. Barely. He didn't do a lot of one-worded answers like you're supposed to.
He got the first two wrong.
What was the first two? I forgot what I even asked.
I don't remember, but I was counting them, and he got them wrong. He got the second two right.
I asked him about Byron Leftwich being the OC.
Yeah, I think Byron's going to be next OC.
I would imagine. I don't know why he's not the OC right now. That would make sense to my brain, but not all the things in the world that happen make sense to my brain, Mike. So that's just kind of how it goes.
He was right about the Broncos getting more than 11 wins.
And he has them beating the Chiefs?
He was right about that, too.
That would get them to 9 wins, Michael. That's our question today, by the way. The Broncos over under was 10.5 wins to start the season. They are 7-2. They need 4 more. They would need to go 4-4 in their final 8 games, and I think that's more than doable.
And the other question is, should Brady get a cat?
I probably won't make that a poll question because I won't respect the results of the poll if it is yes. 48 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. What did we learn on the whole show today? Coming up next.
Rundown of all things high school football playoffs. Listen to the postseason special presented by Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what do we learn on this Wednesday, November 5th? We learned that the Broncos said, we're good. We're fine. We're going to stay the course here, and I think I'm okay with it. I think it's a vote of confidence for your current group, and I think we might see better days ahead offensively for Denver because they didn't make any of those moves. We also learned that Coach Prime made a decision. He did change the offensive coordinator, but nobody knew because it looked the exact same. Maybe that's why nobody knew. Michael, what did you learn today?
I learned that Jimmy Rammstein is the son of a famous wrestler.
What?
Even though you should have known because Ali Farokmanish came,
I am came so confused.
Behind him and hit him with a metal chair.
Who's Jimmy Rammstein?
I can't remember the basketball player's name. Something That's, about
but,
Stein.
But see, this is what you call bad journalism, bad radio. You're just spouting a name and now everybody in the audience is confused. There's no such thing as a Jimmy Rammstein.
What's his name again?
I'm not going to tell you. That's going to be something for you to figure out.
Robert Steiner?
Not even close. Like, you couldn't have been further away. So what did you learn today, Michael? Nothing.
I don't think I did.
I don't think you learned anything today. It's Brandon Rex Steiner, the son of Scott Steiner.
Dang it, I closed out the window.
Yeah, I already got it. You didn't learn anything today, man.
Didn't learn anything.
I'm not mad. Just disappointed.
I think I actually forgot a few things. Be better.
Yeah, no. Stop being you for a second. All right, no, I didn't mean that. Be better, Brady. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. Mr. Thursday Night makes his return. We're going two in a row, Michael. It's go time. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.